not. He certainly asya of it. Anyatamam other. Kinchit anything. Astram weapon. Prati counter. Avakarshanam reactionary. Jahi subdue it. Astrateja the glare of this weapon. Unnadham very powerful. Astragya expert in military science. He, as a matter of fact, astrategasa, by the influence of your weapon. Kindly repeat, O Arjuna, only another Brahmastra can counteract this weapon. Since you are expert in the military science, subdue this weapon's glare with the power of your own weapon. Purport by His Divine Grace, A.C. Bhaktivedanta Swami Srila Prabhupada. For the atomic bombs, there is no counterweapon to neutralize the effects. But by subtle science, the action of a Brahmastra can be counteracted, and those who were expert in the military science in those days could counteract the Brahmastra. The son of Dronacharya did not know the art of counteracting the weapon, and therefore Arjuna was asked to counteract it by the power of his own weapon. So before I give a lecture, I would like to read this section so I get some context. So I'm going to pick up where this section began and just read the translations. Sutta Goswami said, when the respective warriors of both camps, namely the Kauravas and the Pandavas, were killed on the battlefield of Kurukshetra, and the dead warriors obtained their deserved destinations, and when the son of Dhritarashtra fell down lamenting, his spine broken, being beaten by the club of Bhimasena, the son of Dronacharya, Ashvatthama, beheaded the 5 sleeping sons of Draupadi and delivered them as a prize to his master, foolishly thinking that he would be pleased. Duryodhan, however, disapproved of the heinous act, and he was not pleased in the least. Draupadi, the mother of the 5 children of the Pandavas, after hearing of the massacre of her sons, began to cry in distress with eyes full of tears. Trying to pacify her in her great loss, Arjuna spoke to her thus, O gentle lady, when I present you with the head of that Brahmana, after beheading him with arrows from my Gandiva bow, I shall then wipe the tears from your eyes and pacify you. Then, after burning your son's bodies, you can take your bath standing on his head. Sutta Goswami then said, Arjuna, who is guided by the infallible Lord as friend and driver, thus satisfied the dear lady by such statements. Then he dressed in armor and armed himself with furious weapons, and getting into his chariot, he set out to follow Ashvatthama, the son of his martial teacher. Ashvatthama, the murderer of the princes, seeing from a great distance Arjuna coming at him with great speed, fled in his chariot, panic-stricken, just to save his life, as Brahma fled in fear from Shiva. When the son of the Brahman, Ashvatthama, saw that his horses were tired. He considered that there was no alternative for protection outside of his using the ultimate weapon, the Brahmastra, nuclear weapon. Since his life was in danger, he touched water in sanctity and concentrated upon the chanting of the hymns for throwing nuclear weapons, although he did not know how to withdraw such weapons. And thereupon, a glaring light spread in all directions. It was so fierce that Arjuna thought of his own life in danger, and so he began to address Lord Sri Krishna. Arjuna prayed, "O my Lord Sri Krishna, you are the almighty personality of Godhead. There is no limit to your different energies. Therefore, only you are competent to instill fearlessness in the hearts of your devotees. Everyone in the flames of material miseries can find the path of liberation in you only. You are the original personality of Godhead, who expands himself all over the creations and is transcendental to material energy. You have cast away the effects of the material energy by dint of your spiritual potency. You are always situated in eternal bliss and transcendental knowledge, and yet, though you are beyond the purview of the material energy, you execute the four principles of liberation, characterized by religion and so on, for the ultimate good of the conditioned souls. Thus you descend as an incarnation to remove the burden of the world and to benefit your friends, especially those who are your exclusive devotees and who are wrapped in meditation upon you. O Lord of Lords, how is it that this dangerous effulgence is spreading all around? Where does it come from? I do not understand it." The Supreme Personality of Godhead said, "Know from me that this is the act of the son of Drona. He has thrown the hymns of nuclear energy, Brahmastra, and he does not know how to retract the glare. He has helplessly done this, being afraid of imminent death. O Arjuna, only another Brahmastra can counteract this weapon. And since you are expert in the military science, subdue this weapon's glare with the power of your own weapon." Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare. Trinadapi Sunichena Tarodiva Sahishnuna, Amanina Manadena Kirtaniya Sadahari. Hare Nama, Hare Nama Eva Kevalam. Kalo Nastyeva, Nastyeva, Nastyeva Gatiranyata. So Lord Chaitanya, he also had weapons. He had his beauty, which he used to defeat the atheists. He had his associates who accompanied him and helped propound his Sankirtan movement. And Lord Chaitanya brought the greatest nuclear weapon, the Hare Krishna Maha Mantra. Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Rama Rama. As it says here, Astragya, expert in military science. We must become expert in the science of throwing this Hare Krishna Maha Mantra. With the Kali Yuga progressing rapidly like a runaway train, it is now extremely important that all the members of the Krishna consciousness movement destroy the demoniac influences by loudly distributing this Hare Krishna Maha Mantra. We must not be timid. We must not be shy. We must be bold and bring this Maha Mantra into every nook, corner, cranny, brothel, hotel, home, village, town, and obliterate the age of Cully. It will not happen by political votes. We will not be able to change the course of Cully. Lord Chaitanya has brought this specific Brahmastra, the Hare Krishna Maha Mantra. And as Prabhupada writes in his Chaitanya Charitamrita, if the advanced devotees don't go out and preach, who will? Krishna says in the Bhagavad Gita, there is no servant more dear to me than he who preaches this message of Bhagavad Gita. So that leads me to the next Brahmastra. Prabhupada has given us another Brahmastra, his books. By distributing his books, we are laying thousands and thousands of landmines that one day will explode and destroy more and more the evil and atheistic tendencies of the age of Kali. All of us have been touched by Prabhupada's books. Prabhupada's books is what's keeping us going, keeping us alive, keeping this movement. Is Prabhupada's books are the basis. But of course, how can we preach if I'm not pure? That's why we say in ISKCON, purity is the force. Because you cannot go out and convince anyone unless you have the potency, the purity. How is it that Prabhupada was able to come to New York City and attract the fallen conditioned souls? It was his purity. It was his chastity. It was his Krishna consciousness. How did Prabhupada start this movement? Simply chanting the Brahmastra underneath the tree in Tompkins Square Park. And then Prabhupada never forgot the instruction he received in Radha Kund, of all places. Bhaktisiddhanta did not explain Rasabhav at Radha Kund. What did Bhaktisiddhanta explain to Srila Prabhupada? Radha Krishna Tattva? No. If you ever get money, print books. And Prabhupada, here in Los Angeles, please distribute book, distribute book, distribute books. And these books are just like Brahmastras. I can testify. Reading Krishna book destroyed my, well, it began to destroy my demoniac mentality. It has not happened fully. I'm still in the modes of ignorance. But it has begun. The disease has begun. They say that when you get certain kinds of infections, it doesn't destroy you immediately, but little by little, it destroys. So this Mahamantra is like a potent medicine, destroying ignorance and materialism, little by little by little. So we are meant to distribute Prabhupada's books all over the world. And with each generation, there's a new generation who have not heard of Hare Krishna. You'll be surprised. There are millions and millions of conditioned souls who have yet to come in contact with one of Prabhupada's books. Our mission will never end. Every house must have Prabhupada's books. We will not be finished until we see the President of the United States with tilak and gives his address saying, "All glories to Srila Prabhupada." Yeah. But how will this happen? The advanced devotees have to go out and preach. So, who wants to become an advanced devotee? You don't need a vote from the GBC. No. You prove it. You demonstrate it by going out and preaching. You go out on book distribution. You go out on Harinam. You go out for any kind of preaching program. And you deliver the Hare Krishna Maha Mantra. You deliver Srila Prabhupada's books. And then there's one more Brahmastra. My Brahmastra, Krishna Prasadam. When we distribute Krishna Prasadam, perhaps that is the most ingenious Brahmastra. Yes, I think somebody in ISKCON should, we have a temple in Washington, D.C., right? They should make it their goal to go to the Senate, to go to the House of Representatives and distribute tons and tons of prasadam. Because those representatives and senators and president and this and that, they talk, tweet, all nonsense. Shut up, eat prasad. That's it, eat. Eat, get fat like me. Take prasad. We should bombard Washington, D.C. with prasadam. This be non-stop prasadam distribution. There's this place called K Street where all the lobbyist demons, they have their cabal there. And all the deals are made. Yes, prasadam distribution ki jai. Harinam ki jai. Book distribution ki jai. But who will do it? That is the problem. Who will do it? So each of us, in our own way, into whatever capacity we can, we should be distributing this. That was it says here. By the influence of your own weapon. Yes, we have these weapons. Mystic, spiritual, transcendental weapons. The Maha Mantra, Prabhupada's books, prasadam. We must fully engage. Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Rama. Here the word is used, unnadam, very powerful. We all have experience. How powerful is this Maha Mantra? How powerful is Prabhupada's books? How powerful Krishna Prasadam is? We all have experience. Prabhupada once said, if you want to show your appreciation, if you want to begin to repay what Prabhupada has done, then you simply give it to others. Prabhupada did not start this movement for his own aggrandizement. No. Prabhupada did this movement for us. That's why ISKCON is the greatest welfare movement in the entire universe. Which is why Lord Chaitanya, if you read the Adi Lila, chapter 9, Lord Chaitanya gives an order. I order every man in this universe to take to the Krishna consciousness movement and distribute it. And he gives specific instructions to those born in Bharatavarsha, India. Specific. But Lord Chaitanya's instruction is for everyone in the universe to distribute this Krishna consciousness movement. So, to whatever degree, just a little bit, doesn't matter. Even if you just do a little bit, it'll have a far-reaching effect. Otherwise, the waves of Kali are coming stronger, faster. We will be swallowed up if we don't go out and preach. We must fight off. They say certain things you should not neglect. Disease. If you detect a disease, you stop it right away. Debts, clearing up right away. And in a similar way, was that fire? Yes. So the urgency of Krishna consciousness, that is what needs to be understood. Urgency. Now is the time to distribute Krishna consciousness. We cannot wait. It has to be done now. Prabhupada, when he first met Bhakti Siddhanta, said, first India must become independent. Bhakti Siddhanta said, no, it cannot wait. We must distribute Krishna consciousness now. Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Hare. Because this is the only thing, as the word here, prati, counter. The only thing that's going to counter these pernicious effects of Kali Yuga is the Krishna consciousness movement. Nothing else will counteract. I must become convinced of this. I must take this heart and soul. When Prabhupada was convinced by Bhakti Siddhanta, he said yes. And he understood it. And he meditated his whole life how to execute the order of Bhakti Siddhanta. And Bhakti Siddhanta's order was to preach. That was his order. So we have also been given that same order, to go out and preach. Preaching is the essence of this movement. Preaching means to do good for others. I may join some spiritual group. All right, I may get some personal benefit. But higher than that is to give Krishna consciousness to others. Yes, charity begins at home. I cannot give Krishna consciousness to others unless I fill up my cup with Krishna consciousness. That's why Prabhupada emphasized morning program. Whole morning program, what's it for? Fill up your spiritual cup. Get strength to fight Maya. Because if you don't begin the day hearing and chanting, Maya comes in and just sucks everything out of you. You have to immunize yourself. We have to immunize ourselves from Maya. And it begins right away. That's why we get up an hour and a half before sunrise. Brahma Muhurta. Just for that purpose. Because as the day goes, the material energy is trying to come and lull you. Lull. Sleep. 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 That's what Maya does. And then you're like this. But if you rise early in the morning and immediately begin hearing and chanting, then stop, Maya. Get back. You become strong. You become fit. We all see it. Some of the non-devotees, they also get up early in the morning to do their calisthenics, they do their own kind of sadhana, lifting weights, running, jogging, or they're doing different things, different kind of sadhana. But we are meant to do this kind of sadhana, hearing and chanting. And why do we worship the founder Acharya? There's a reason for that. We heard the other day, Sura gave the class of how the demons became powerful because they worshiped their spiritual master. And the demigods became weak because they disrespected their spiritual master. This worship of the founder Acharya is how we will become strong. We will become spiritually buff. You will become supercharged. So this whole morning program is scientifically designed by Prabhupada. In the Chaitanya Charitamrita, our nectar of devotion, we read about 64 items of devotional service. But five of them are most important, and if you become attached to any one of them, you become so advanced. Chanting the holy name, hearing Srimad Bhagavatam, worshipping the deity, worshipping Tulsi Devi. This is the whole morning program. By doing this morning program, you become very powerful. Yes, tejasa, influence, strength, power. Then you're just fired up and ready to approach the fallen conditioned souls and give them Krishna consciousness. Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Rama Rama Hare. Thank you. Shall we have a discussion? No discussion? Oh, yes.
Thank you very much for the wonderful talk.
Hare Krishna.
Especially by the book distribution. But many times, practically every day when I go out, I will meet so many oppositions. People will just reject me. And some people will even shout at me, saying, "Leave me alone. Get away from me." Many times, I'm really, really discouraged. I'm thinking, you know, maybe I should, you know, change some other service. How can I continue this service? So what should I do under these kind of circumstances?
The key to any success in this world is to take a negative, transform it into a positive. So when that happens, this is how you think. This is my advice. This is Krishna teaching me something. This is Krishna testing me to see how determined I am. And therefore, instead of getting discouraged, I'm thinking, ooh, here is an opportunity to make advancement. The gopis, the night of the rasa dance, what did Krishna do? Bye-bye. Did the gopis go back home? No. Even though Krishna left them, they remained fixed. They did not leave. And they prayed more to Krishna, "Please return." And when Krishna saw that they were determined, then he realized, yes, I left them and they still love me. So that's what's happening. The only thing that's happening, first of all, that fallen conditioned soul missed the greatest opportunity in their life. But they'll get another chance, some other devotee. Or maybe you. Sometimes that happens. It's an opportunity for you to remember Krishna, use it, and now become strong, that you've passed this test. And don't worry, your success is guaranteed. Prabhupada struggled for almost 1 year, but he didn't give up. And then, when he passed the test, look what happened. So don't give up. Be strong. Remember, Krishna is testing you. That's all that's happening. What do we learn from Bhagavad Gita? Do not be attached to success or failure. You're a soldier. You're a soldier in Lord Chaitanya's army. You win some, you lose some, but you don't give up the fight. Hare Krishna.
Hare, thank you very much, Prabhu.
Yes.
Thank you, Prabhu. There is also another side that we can mention, that in a practical level also, I have the experience of doing individuals, person to person, and obviously, you know, people don't like to be disturbed. You invade their space, and they expect some respect, you know. So I will say that nowadays, by Krishna's mercy, we have the another way how to present Krishna consciousness, in which is more palatable and is more respectful, and is more, you actually get honor and respect for many of them. And many, I have the experience for the last 3 years doing tables, you don't get the response. So I appreciate the individual endeavor of meeting person to person. And yes, go with force, go with strength, but also we have to use our intelligence on how to approach Krishna consciousness. Krishna consciousness is an art, like many different ways. And I remember many times, even like maybe like 3 years ago, I met one person in UCLA, Indian lady. She was so disturbed by some of my friend who was next to me, and I heard over her, why do you do this? Why do you present this? And of course, the explanation is good. The urgency, the need, and everything. She understood maybe 10%. Is there any other way that you can do it? And I went to talk to her. I said, yes, you have a point there. But actually, maybe for your information, you don't know, we do present Krishna consciousness in many different ways. And then I explained to her. We go to college, we have, you know, speakers who are very qualified to present, so we do have it. But right now, you know, we're trying also in this way. This is another aspect. So my point is that, yes, don't be discouraged. Try tables. People will come and embrace you and hug you and will ask for more books. So don't be discouraged. Find different ways. Keep distributing books for the rest of your life, and you'll see. Just try it.
We're out of time. I'll see you next month. All glories to Sri. Well, I'll see you Sunday. Hari Bol.
You don't eat breakfast in New York, but we should come and find out what you're eating in Alyssa B.A. Yeah, this is like vintage 1974 New York.